Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go, live in Los Angeles, hour number two on a Friday. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Good to have you in today. Don't forget McIntyre's picks in a couple of hours. Carson Palmer is going to be joining us, three-time Pro Bowler, in about 5-6 minutes. J-Mac, it's an exciting time. Three games left in our football season. That's it. Three games.
Bit of a melancholy vibe as well, right? Two games this weekend. That's it? No football Saturday? When was the last time there was no football on Saturday? Like August?
Well, I will say this. And the NFL moved its free agency period. NFL free agency is so much better now than like 10 years ago.
Oh, considerably,
baseball's hot stove league used to get a lot of attention, but now we know the teams that can afford the good players because no salary cap. And in the NBA, there's a lot of talk, but very few players.
Not a lot of action there.
There's not a lot of action. Giannis, he's going to move. No. Dame, Bradley Beal, most guys don't.
By the way, Senior Bowl coming up, that's always fun. NFL draft combine, love that. You know, a lot of scouting, and we like team building and talking. I think the audience tends to like that stuff too.
I think it's fun. You sent me your mock draft yesterday.
Yeah.
My only quibble with it is I just think Seattle is not going to draft that high again. I think they're taking a quarterback. Although Pete Carroll would love to get a rush end because they need another rush end.
I mean, if you're Seattle, don't you think maybe you're two defenders away from leveling up to the next spot in the playoffs next year?
But they have two firsts, two seconds, and two fourths. You can get them. You're not going to get another quarterback outside of that
you're
first pick.
Probably also not going to hit a home run with every pick like you did last year, right?
That's true.
It's tough to duplicate that.
It's virtually impossible.
Just like the Jets, who had an outstanding draft last year. Everybody had an impact. You're not going to grand slam home run again, are you?
That's fair. Yeah. All right. I don't know how I feel about these picks. I don't think I'd spend a ton of money on him. I think these games are go-either-way games. But I do feel a little more strongly, I think, with the NFC. So here are my picks.
49ers at Eagles.
Youngest quarterback matchup in conference championship history. Jalen Hurts, 24, Brock Purdy, 23. I'm going to take the Eagles -2.5, and here's why. They've got the better offensive line, number one in the league. Lane Johnson and Jason Kelce didn't allow a sack all year. That tells me that despite Bosa and Armstead, Hurts will have a little more of a comfortable pocket. Their defense is also number one up front and on the back end. Jalen Hurts, I know what he gives me. Last 20 starts, 18-2. He's going to complete 65%. Passer rating around 100. Very consistent numbers in his last 20 starts. I know exactly what I'm getting. Good teams, bad teams, doesn't matter. The Niners worry me. O-line could really struggle against the Eagles' front. The Niners only scored one touchdown in their divisional round win against the Cowboys. They're giving up points as well. 9 red zone trips, only 4 touchdowns, settling too often for field goals. And their defense has been vulnerable over the top. 13 40-plus yard plays this season, third most if you include the playoffs. I think the more comfortable, experienced quarterback at home wins a close game. 28-23 Philadelphia. I think they hit on a few more deep balls, big plays, but I think it's eye candy. It's a lot of fun to watch.
Bengals at Chiefs.
I'm going to take Bengals plus 1.5. It's a rematch of last year's AFC Championship. Bengals are on a 10-game winning streak and Burrow's on fire. 13 consecutive wins in December and January. The biggest star in the game on the perimeter, Bengals have him, Ja'Marr Chase. 9 touchdowns in his last 9 games. In fact, Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins have eaten the Chiefs up. Over 200 yards a game in their last 3 games against Kansas City. The Chiefs' defense is vulnerable in the back end. They allowed the most touchdown passes in the league this year. Remember, they had Ward. He's now a Niner. That's what happens when you pay your quarterback a fortune. Also, after suffering the injury, Mahomes did not complete a pass or have a pass attempt outside the pocket. Now, Mahomes, from outside the pocket, is the best quarterback in the league and maybe by a stretch. Number 1 in pass attempts, completions, and passing yards. But when you force him to stay in the pocket, he is still good. He is still really good, but he's not quite as spectacular. I'm going to go the big playability of Ja'Marr Chase, the better back end. Nobody has a better second half defense. Boy, the Bengals really tighten up the screws. I think it's a great game. I'll take points. Bengals 26. Kansas City 24. So I'm taking the favorites in the NFC, which is a battle of rosters, and I'm taking the Bengals and the points in a battle of superstar quarterbacks and offensive coaches in the AFC. You were great last week.
I don't hate him. I do have to ask you, is the Brock Purdy rookie in conference championship game, is that stuff blown out of proportion? Rookies in conference championship games, 0-4 straight up.
Yeah.
Mark Sanchez went to 1. They got destroyed, I think, by the Colts. How many career playoff wins does Brock Purdy have? 2.
Yeah.
Right. How many did Jalen Hurts have?
1.
1. So it's not like Jalen Hurts is the most experienced quarterback in the league. I know he had a great year. He was nearly the MVP.
But you would acknowledge that over the last 20 starts, he has established himself as an elite quarterback, a top 10 quarterback.
Yes, certainly. He's had a great season. But Colin, this will be the toughest defense he's faced. And he's seen some very weak defenses heading into this matchup. The Giants, come on.
The one thing that is interesting, and I just think it's interesting, is the chess match, Nick Sirianni. So Nick Sirianni couldn't win with a very capable backup. Kyle Shanahan is 7-0 with a third-string quarterback. So this is not a shot at Sirianni. If this game gets close, it's late, it's a chess match, Shanahan is arguably the best halftime adjustment guy in the league. Cincinnati's arguably the best defensive adjustment team in the league. And so, you know, one of them I like. Listen, I like all 4 of these teams. I think all 4 have an offensive identity. And when we watched Buffalo last week, this has been my knock on the Chargers. They're calling plays. I don't sense an identity. I don't see the mesh of run game, pass game. These 4 all have an identity. And I think it's not just good quarterbacks. It's not just good rosters. It's not just offensive coaches, but I do think offensive coaches have the ability to cinch up things, mesh things better. It's like I said earlier, you can be a car salesman or you can sell classic cars. You're both selling cars, but there's a refinement ability on one of the people, and the other person's more of a salesman. they're both selling cars.
Yeah.
But the classic car guy can take things, sandpaper, refine, clean up. And that's what I feel these, you know, that's what Kyle Shanahan does.
Right.
Now, which, by the way, concerns me about Trey Lance. So he got Purdy here and Garoppolo. So if the Trey Lance thing, like they put their hands in the air, he got Matt Schaub to a Pro Bowl. Matt Ryan's the MVP.
Ryan came within minutes of winning a Super Bowl.
So Shanahan's really different.
Can I ask you, who has the advantage, Eagles offense or the Niners defense? And I do ask that because Shane Steichen has been incredible for the Eagles as the offensive coordinator. He's not getting a lot of looks for head coaching jobs. D'Amico Ryans, I think, remember he had four interviews lined up last week, cancel two of them.
Yeah.
Are we undervaluing this Niners defense? Because last week we saw Wink Martindale of the Giants, we're going to blitz, leave guys on an island against A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. What do they do on the first play of the game? Devontae Smith 40 yards down the field. Niners are not doing that. They're playing a lot of zone. They've got that great safety, Mufanga, who is, you don't know if he's in the box, he's on the back end, is he covering a tight end, is he covering a running? Like, he's all over the place. This 49ers defense, I don't see a lot of success for the Eagles offense.
Okay.
Maybe 20 points, maybe.
Wow.
It's going to be low score. I feel like this is low score.
Well, the Niners defense has a Pro Bowler in every unit and Hall of Famers in some. Well, let's talk to Carson Palmer, former Pro Bowl quarterback, 15 years in the league. Carson, go back to your career. Tell me the best defense, because I think this Niners defense, with a hard cap, it's really hard to create this. I mean, it's just dudes. I mean, two good linebackers, two good safeties. What's the best defense you ever faced?
It's a toss-up between the Baltimore Ravens with Ed Reed, Ray Lewis, and that whole crew, and that dynasty that Pittsburgh built. That was all defense when you look back at the studs they had on the back end, on the defensive line, at the linebacker core in the mid-2000s. Those were two of the dominant defenses.
So, Carson, you were a great quarterback, and Jalen Hurts is emerging as one. What did those defenses force you to do that you didn't have to do on most Sundays?
Well, they sat back and forced us to run the ball. We were a passing offense when I was playing against those two offenses or those two defenses, and they sat back in two high looks and had two high safeties and really forced you to run the ball. And I think that's what they might have to do this weekend. That running game needs to get going, but sitting back and not letting the offensive players get on your back end and run over the top of your backside of your defense is really, really important this weekend.
Are you shocked? And again, you were a Heisman winner, a number one pick. And I've said this before. You looked and played like a number one pick. And there are those. Peyton Manning, big, good arm, legacy, talent. But this league is full of guys who went to North Carolina State, Miami of Ohio. I mean, that's the history. What do you make of Brock Purdy? It could be lightning in a bottle. Is it lasting? Is it, you know, I don't know an answer. What do you make of it?
I think it comes crashing down this weekend for Brock, and he's had an unbelievable run as everybody's witnessed. But, and you guys were just talking about Kyle Shanahan and the brilliance of Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan gives your receivers cushion. He gives your receivers and your tight ends separation. And when you have to throw tight balls into tight windows against really good coverage, like I think we're going to see Philly play this weekend on the back end, makes it really, really hard. And at the end of the day, you hate to say it because everybody says, well, Tom Brady was a 6th-round pick. Brock Purdy was a 7th-round pick for a reason. And I think we're going to see a little bit of weather. It sounds like there might be some wind in Philly this weekend. So there's been some throws I've seen this offseason or this postseason where Brock doesn't quite have the velocity and the zip on the ball that a first, second round pick. And he's gotten away with it because there's been so much cushion created by the system that these receivers are running. And so I think these windows are going to be tight. If I was Philly, I'd play just a ton of man-to-man, try to stop Christian McCaffrey, and make Brock Purdy be really accurate and throw the ball with a lot of velocity in a 10 to 15 mile an hour wind environment. And we haven't seen him do that. So I think this is a huge weekend for Brock. Obviously a chance to go to the Super Bowl, but this is a great opportunity to go up against a phenomenal defense with a great pass rush and a ton of speed on the back end and make him throw really, really accurate throws where he's hitting his receivers in the face on the run and making it easy on them. And I just think we haven't seen him do that yet. And this is where he has to prove if he's worthy of being the guy that everybody's, you know, the pedestal that everybody's putting him on.
Yeah, by the way, Brady is 6'4 and a half, 230, and drafted by a baseball team, a catcher. So Brady's never had a velocity issue. Comparing him, and it's also much more of a quarterback league now, so everybody's dying to find a quarterback. There were quarterbacks. Montana slipped. Brady slipped. I don't see the comp with Brady and Purdy. I don't. Now, let's go to the AFC. High ankle sprains, I would imagine, for a pocket quarterback are annoying, but for a mobile quarterback, I think there's probably more issues. Go to your career. Go to your, I'm sure you guys all get them. Is it take velocity off the ball? I mean, you could run actually more than people think. You tell me what a high ankle sprain, even if it's a grade one, how does it change the way you play?
Well, it's different for me than it is Patrick Mahomes. My game was in the pocket. His game is outside the pocket. That's where he really gashes teams. And I don't think you're going to see it. I think this game sets up perfectly for Cincinnati. Cincinnati doesn't have an edge rusher that runs 4-3 or 4-4 like Von Miller that can run you down. They're a physical, Trey Hendrickson, big, heavy, strong. I think you're going to see this defensive line collapse the pocket and keep Mahomes in the pocket because he doesn't quite have that ability to get outside of it. But I think they're in for a world of trouble against this defense. It lets this defense sit on the back end, play coverage, keep the ball in front of them. And you got to assume your defensive line, who again is just so physical, is going to beat up this offensive line and get to Mahomes. And he's just not going to have that explosiveness, that quickness. When he was coming out, people didn't think he could run, and I think he's blown away expectations of his mobility. But we haven't seen him, you think back to the last Super Bowl when he had that turf toe injury, he didn't quite have the same mobility, and they weren't as explosive as they have been in the past against the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl, and you just didn't see that explosiveness. I think it's going to be even worse. I think everything we're hearing out of Kansas City is too good to be true. It sounds like there's a lot of they're trying to make it seem like it's better than it is, trying to make Cincinnati worry about his mobility. And I saw him in the video jogging and in warmups, and he looked really, really good. It just sounds too good to be true to me. I think Cincinnati, this is exactly what they wanted. They're going to be able to keep him in the pocket, collapse the pocket, and keep their receivers in front of them on the back end.
I want to talk about a couple of great veteran quarterbacks and what you would do. So you've got a great life in one of my, I don't need to disclose it, but one of the great places to live in America. And you could get a football right now, go out in your backyard and spin it. We all know that. I talk to Drew Bledsoe all the time. He's like, I never lost that. I just lost my love. I lost my legs. So you're Aaron Rodgers. You can still play. But, you get your wealth. You've got your ring. You've got your life. I think it'd be hard to give up $100 million or whatever it is. But what do you think right now? Now Green Bay's got a bunch of young players on the offense. No, Brady doesn't want, Brady wanted Gronk, Leonard Fournette, AB. He didn't want those kids. Your gut feeling on what Aaron decides, if you had to, make a big decision, where do you think he goes on this?
I think he plays. I think he's wearing a uniform next year and playing in the National Football League. I think it's 50-50 if he's back in Green Bay, maybe New York playing for the Jets. I just think this was a taxing year for him.
Yeah.
Mentally, physically, emotionally. There were so many questions about his receivers, and then he was, everybody tried to paint it in a certain way that he was talking trash on his receivers, and he was always defending himself and defending his teammates. This was an emotionally taxing year. When you get to be 34, 35, 36, 37, you want to be playing on a great team. You want to be surrounded by great players. You don't want to be teaching guys how to run a curl route, teaching guys that it's their first or second year how to run a corner versus cover two. I mean, there's so many little things that took away energy out of his game, out of his preparation, out of his weekly schedule, just dealing with stuff with young guys. I mean, it's not their fault. They're young. They came from a run and gun college system, and now they're playing in an Aaron Rodgers system. That is emotionally, physically, like I said, all those things, that is taxing. I don't know if Aaron wants to go through that again, because they didn't really prove on as the season wore on that they just were on the cusp. They were just about to get it. They were about to make that leap. They still seem like a receiver core that has a lot of work to do. And again, Aaron's got the decision to make. Does he want to go through that again and go back to, you know, Coach Rogers and coaching these guys and bringing these guys along? Or does he want to try to find a new suitor that's got a more established veteran group of receivers and offensive players around him?
And Russell Wilson, some subscribe to the theory that as a mobile quarterback, he's a bit washed. I think Russell's very unique as a personality. I know him a little, not great. I think sometimes there's a little lack of self-awareness. I think the great quarterbacks tend to be unifiers. It kind of feels like if I said, yeah, quarterback's out tonight with the offensive lineman having beers, you'd be like, yeah, of course he is, right? Like Peyton had that quality. Sometimes Russell, many believe, doesn't. Do you think it's solvable, or by this time in his career, he's married, he's got his money, he's got a ring, that quarterbacks are what they are. Can you solve the Rubik's Cube here, or is this just his personality? He's a different cat.
He's definitely a different cat. It doesn't sound like he's the easiest and smoothest teammate. It doesn't sound like he's the easiest guy to coach. And you're seeing, like you mentioned, you're seeing a decline in his physical attributes. And what made Russell so great and the magic that Russell brought to the field was he could get out of anything. He could have two guys bearing down on him. He could step up. He could spin out. And before you know it, he's launching one to Tyler Lockett down the field for 60 yards. You don't see that explosiveness anymore. We saw a couple runs. He had a nice touchdown run, I think, the second last game of the season. But it didn't look like the Russell Wilson that we're used to seeing in the blue and green of the Seattle Seahawks. He looks slower. He looks like he doesn't quite have that explosiveness.
Yeah.
And I just think we're starting to see a guy that's played a lot of football. He's taken a lot of hits. He's hit the ground a bunch of times. He's taken on tacklers. You're seeing a guy that his best attribute was his magic, and his magic came to life with his feet, and those feet are definitely slowing down.
By the way, Tommy Brady, 46 years old is pretty old in dog years and football years. What do you make of it? Would you hang her up and hang out with kids? I mean, he gets a lot of his kids now. I don't know whenever I hear that, it's like, you know, it's not like he didn't hang out with his kids. What do you make of what he's going to do?
Yeah, if anything, he's seeing his kids more because he's got them, you know, now that he's single, he's got them on his hands solely, not he and his wife. So I don't think it's a kids thing. I mean, he looked pretty good. It's hard to say. I mean, as you watch, the first thing I assimilate any quarterback in age is where's their velocity?
Yeah.
Where is the ball jumping off his hand still? I still think it is. I don't see a decline, and you saw it. I felt it at the end of my career. You saw it with Roethlisberger and Breeze. You're not seeing that at age 46, and it does not make any sense, and I don't think anybody can figure it out but him. He has figured it out. I think he's going to be playing football again next year, probably not in Tampa. I know there's some hype about Miami and New Orleans. Who knows where it's going to be, but I think he's wearing football uniform again next year as well.
Are you going skiing today?
I'm not skiing. I'm in the office today. I got work to do.
Oh, God. You're retired. What do you mean work? You're just out there hanging out. And well, good for you.
I'm always working.
Hey, you look great. Great seeing you, man.
You too. Thanks, Colin.
All right, Carson Palmer. Good dude. We bring his brother on from time to time, the quarterback whisperer. So he likes the Bengals and the Eagles too.
Colin, everyone likes the Bengals and the Eagles this weekend.
Do they?
If you look around, yeah, everybody's taking the Bengals.
What do you mean, who's everybody?
I mean, you know, basically every single person on the internet. And I think it's every single person. But okay. No, if you turn on a radio, turn on TV, everybody likes Bengals and Eagles. Everyone.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Great weekend. AFC-NFC Championship. One of the best weekends of the year. J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Will you watch some college hoops tomorrow before you hit the slopes?
No.
No college basketball?
No. Okay. I watch a little NBA. I watched
Lakers Celtics.
I got this morning at 4:30 in the morning. I was on the treadmill.
4:30.
Yeah, and watching some NBA highlights. Yeah,
4:30 a.m.
I went to bed. I went out with my daughter to eat at a West Hollywood kind of hipster place.
Oh, nice.
We sat in the back, had a great meal. It was great talking to my daughter for about 90 minutes. We had a great conversation. Got in the Uber, went home. And got a little book, read a little, crashed. So by 4:30, I'm staring at the ceiling.
4:30?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So I don't ever sleep to the alarm. Do you sleep to the alarm?
Usually, yeah.
Wow, never.
I started watching this show on Disney, Andor. Have you seen it?
I've heard of
it. It's one of these Star Wars offshoots. It's awesome. So I've been watching a lot of that.
We're
watching White Lotus still. I know you're waiting to
I'm not gonna
jump in on that.
I think
Anne would like it. All right, let's start with Dallas Cowboys. Colin, I don't know if you saw this. End of the season presser yesterday. Mike McCarthy, he knows his job is safe, but he did not give a vote of confidence to offensive coordinator Kellen Moore.
Saw that. Interesting.
It sounds like it's about to get ugly. Dan Quinn announced he's returning as defensive coordinator. Another offseason where he goes hunting jobs. He interviewed everywhere.
Yeah.
Again, lands back in Dallas. Here's what McCarthy said about his coordinators. My evaluation process is still going on. I really don't want to play this game today. It's been a long couple of days. Kellen Moore, just like the rest of the coaches, will be evaluated. We're all extremely excited to have Dan back.
Dan's coming back.
Dan's back. But Kellen Moore is going to be evaluated. Okay. Had a chance to visit with him a short while ago. This is big for us. Gives us continuity. Definitely what we've accomplished the last 2 years, building off that.
Well,
so Dan Quinn back. Kellen Moore being evaluated.
Well, Dak had a spotty year.
Is Kellen Moore to blame for that? I mean, Dak was injured. Cooper Rush sure looked good in the offense, huh?
I know.
So I hit up a buddy in the industry who said, keep an eye on Brian Schottenheimer as the new offensive coordinator. So the Cowboys hired him last March as a consultant.
Oh.
McCarthy,
I thought Kellen Moore a year ago was a genius.
Hot shot. Everybody loved him.
A year ago, Byron left, which was a genius.
You know who really likes Kellen Moore?
Who?
Is Jerry Jones. And I wonder, what is McCarthy trying to get Jerry's guy out of there? Because you know Jerry, just like how he loved Jason Garrett forever, Kellen Moore's his new guy. I think there's some dysfunction going on.
Well, Jerry's got Dak blinders on.
And Zeke.
But I mean, really, the Dak blinders. I think he'd move off Zeke if he could. He loves Dak.
Of all the problems in Dallas, and there aren't many, they had a good season. How is Kellen Moore the fall guy? It doesn't really make sense.
Jerry's got the Dak blinders on, so you got to blame somebody. That's what it always feels like to me. I still contend. I don't have the numbers in front of me. Take Amari Cooper out of Dak's career. When he has a number one Amari Cooper, there's Dak. There's Jerry with his Dak blinders on. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I always felt like Amari Cooper was more tied to Dak's success than he ever got credit for.
So that Tampa playoff game, Dak's best game of the season. Kellen Moore called it an incredible game.
Yeah, it was great.
And now 2 weeks later, you're dusting him. Doesn't feel right.
So these coordinators, both sides of the ball, they go from genius to out of work a year later. And it's usually because the owner likes the quarterback or somebody's got to take the fall. So obviously Mike McCarthy, and I think he's better than average. Somebody's got to take the fall, right?
It is not McCarthy.
So
it's not Dak.
So who's going to take the fall?
But Kellen, why does somebody have to take the fall? You made the playoffs. You won a game 2 years in a row.
Well, Dak had an off year. It's like in Green Bay.
No, so they're Dak not going to had an off year. Can't we just? Isn't that
well,
the reason?
Well, at this point, when you're getting paid 45
McCarthy,
large a year,
I know you defended McCarthy a lot last week. You can't talk out of one side of your mouth saying continuity and then fire the offensive coordinator who's been there for a minute with Dak.
So much of the NFL is blame game. Prime example, Chargers.
Oh, well.
Okay, got to blame the offensive coordinator. Okay, Green Bay. A lot of talk. Are they going to move off their defensive coordinator because the defense underachieved? The Packers don't have one, but in most instances, you got to blame somebody. Owners want somebody to blame. Otherwise, a coach gets fired. So Mike's going to come in and say, well, we just weren't efficient enough there. That's the game in this league.
I'm on record. I don't like this. Dallas will regress next year, especially if Schottenheimer is the OC. Jets fans know about Schottenheimer.
Well, Buffalo and Dallas are going to have to make personnel choices based on quarterback pay. And to your point, I think it's a very reasonable take that Buffalo won't quite be as talented, nor will Dallas.
Next up, NFL fans and the Packers are still trying to decide what Aaron Rodgers' future will look like. In the meantime, Romeo Doubs, remember that guy? He made a surprising comment about his relationship with QB1 in Green Bay. Here's Romeo Doubs.
An outside of the facility hanging out with Aaron Rodgers story?
I didn't get a chance to hang out with him, but
not one time he didn't take you guys out?
Not one time. I mean, as far as being around 12, I'd say possibly it's always been football. So, I mean, in the building, on the practice field, there was never a time where, you know, we had a team get together for Halloween. I thought that was pretty cool.
What do you make of that?
I don't want Aaron Rodgers with the Jets, that's for sure. I want my quarterback to be a unifier. Get the team together.
Remember,
you know,
Brady
Jimmy Garoppolo and the 40. Jimmy Garoppolo was a backup. They go to Warriors games with him. George Kittle and all these guys. You want your quarterback to be that guy who hangs with everybody.
Well, here's what's interesting.
Rodgers, come on.
Aaron's not married, nor does he have kids. And he's in the middle of nowhere. So it's not like he doesn't have time. I would get if you were in L.A., and he's got, you know, he's married, he's got kids, like Matt Stafford's in L.A. Stafford doesn't have time for every guy in the roster. Aaron's got no marriage, no kids, and there's nothing to do in Green Bay. It's like, you can't make a little time? I don't need you to be a social butterfly, but you got, what are the restrictions?
Don't you have to build chemistry, to know your teammates?
I don't want to be like anti-Aaron Rodgers guy. I totally get Matt Ryan, married, kids. I get that. Marriage, kids, you don't have a lot. And, you know, you're as you age, young guys, you don't have a lot in common, music, technology. But the one place in the league and the one lifestyle in the league is single guy with no kids in Green Bay. Quarterback's got plenty of time.
You could play that, well, he's 39. He doesn't want to hang out with
a
23-year-old
receiver.
I'm
not saying
they
have to hang out. You're not going to have pizza twice a year?
Yeah.
You're not going to invite them over to your house?
We're in different places, and we recently met up to watch a playoff game together. Right? We're at different places in life, but we were hanging out.
And we're both married with kids.
I mean, I've got kids still in the house.
Right.
You know, left them at home for a couple hours solo while we met up.
But it just seems to me I would... Just a self-awareness thing. Knowing that I'm single with no kids and in Green Bay, and these are small college receivers, I would have made a point to just, if nothing else, it's good PR. Yeah. They talk to the new local newspaper. It's odd.
Let me show
me.
You around town, Romeo. Let's hit up a good restaurant, a good bar. I mean, he's been there forever. Rodgers knows the lay of the land.
That is so... Didn't have one social moment outside of the facility.
From August to January. That's like, 6 months? I can't even count.
Am I nuts? Am I being like harsh on that? That seems so strange to me.
Very weird.
Didn't have beers and pizza at your house once? Bye week something?
Final story in the NBA. How about this one, Colin? Nets, you know, they've been on a hot streak. Then they had back-to-back losses against the Sixers and Pistons. After playing 28 minutes the night before, Ben Simmons had to leave last night's game early with knee soreness. Head coach Jacques Vaughn talked to the media about it. Here's what he had to say.
The goal is, in my eyes, I'll say this, is for everyone to play every game and to do what's necessary to be prepared to play every game. There's a certain amount of minutes that each individual played in Philly. Some play equally tonight. So the preparation that it takes going into that, you just have to give credit to the guys who were prepared to play, ready to play, did what was necessary to get their bodies ready to play.
Can I tell you an interesting scenario last night? So last night, I show up at the restaurant to hang out with my daughter. Pretty cool place. We'd never been there before together. It was really, really fun night. So I get there 15 minutes early, so Daddy wants a cocktail. So I go up to the bar, and beautiful, beautiful people up there in this like swanky WeHo West Hollywood place.
What's the name of the joint?
Craig's.
Okay.
So I go up there, and the young lady, short glass, lot of rocks, goose, lime, perfect. She poured a perfect drink, first of all. Left a big tip.
Yes.
So as I'm at the bar, a guy next to me grabs his phone. And he's looking at NBA stuff. And because I talk to everybody, I'm like, hey, what game you got? It looks like the Houston Rockets or something like that. And he starts so-and-so. And we start talking. And he was an NBA scout.
Ooh. Okay.
And he also said, my dad listens to you all the time and says, you should listen to Cowher. He's got a lot of answers. Anyway. I said, of course. Anyway, I peppered him with like 20 questions.
Yes.
Most underrated player, most overrated. And I said, can I throw a theory out? I think Brooklyn is fool's gold. I said, in the playoffs, when I get to see these same guys over and over, I think they're going to get swept. I said, when they walk into town and, you know, they're rested, you're not, Kyrie, Durant go off. Totally agree. He says, put Simmons on the line, attack Kyrie Irving. He says, I've been doing this for years. It's hard to get a real evaluation on teams. He said, Boston and Milwaukee are very good teams. You know, he does a lot of scouting, I think, over there. He said, Boston and Milwaukee are very good teams. Said, it's hard to get an evaluation in the regular season. People aren't equally rested. But he didn't buy into the Brooklyn Nets either. So my NBA acumen was on display over a cocktail at Craig.
It's a nice flex.
Yeah.
So Jacques Vaughn is already getting sick of Ben Simmons. What point do Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving start saying stuff about Ben Simmons publicly? Like Jacques Vaughn is pretty clearly in this video holding back. He's like kind of grinning and like not a good look for Ben Simmons. And I defend it. Listen, I think you and I agree with this. You could defend somebody for a while, and then once you get new information, I'm off. It's over. Kyler Murray and Ben Simmons are the guys who I used to defend a lot. I'm done. So I think I'm over with those guys. Not feeling it with either of them.
So the top of the East is going to be, in some particular order, Milwaukee, Boston, Philly. Who else is Cleveland? I think, Cleveland's the scout spicy. Told me last night, keep your eye on Cleveland.
Donovan Mitchell, Mobley.
He said, Evan Mobley's the real deal. He said, Cleveland is going to shock somebody. He said, he scouted him a lot. He's like, that is a really, really promising team. He liked Cleveland.
Like that.
Did you hang out with scouts last night?
I did not.
What are you bringing to the table?
I was
just excellent.
I don't know if I should admit this, but I showed my 11-year-old Taken 2. Have you seen that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. Liam Neeson?
No idea.
You don't know what Taken is?
No. Is everybody else?
Oh, dear.
I'm out here breaking news with scouts, and you're talking about video games.
No, it's a movie. Taken, Liam Neeson.
I don't have time for movies. I am breaking down the Oklahoma City Thunder roster every night.
Yeah. Well, I'm a good dad, so we watch Taken. A lot of violence, you know.
Great. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line.
But I did
news.
Think of you because you and I are fascinated by drafts. You and I both love mock drafts. To sit with a scout for even 10 minutes. It's just the best. So I'm like, when are you back in town? He's like, next week. I'm like, boom, dinner's on me.
Ooh.
I'm going to write 50 questions. I want to ask him about the Atlanta Hawks bench, and I'm going to pepper him with questions.
Wembanyama, you got to ask about.
I did.
What did he say?
He said, he said, not since LeBron has somebody been probably guaranteed to drop 23, 24 as a rookie. He said he's a really, he goes, you never quite know when guys get into the league. You know, work ethic, you're facing now men. He goes, coaching. He goes, there's a lot of dynamics. He said LeBron figured them all out. He said, you don't quite know until you see him amongst older men. Coaching's harder in the pros. He said, but the game don't lie. Yeah. It's special.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Fox Bet Super 6 is giving everyone a chance to win Terry Bradshaw's SUV and $100,000. Download the free Super 6 app and enter your six picks in the 49ers-Eagles NFC Championship contest. Then opt in to the SUV giveaway sweepstakes. I'm on an island, Colin. I think I'm on an island. Give me the Niners to shock the world. Brock Purdy goes into, Lincoln Financial, whatever, the stadium, the Link.
The Link.
And pulls off a stunning victory, 17-16.
With all those offensive stars, that's the points, 17-16.
These are two of the best defenses in the league.
That's like what the Bears, that's a Bears-Atlanta score.
I also believe, and I might be alone in this, I don't see the Niners making Purdy throw the ball a lot here. You don't want to risk it against his defense. Purdy's done a good job of throwing it into the ground, throwing it away, doesn't want to, you know, force a turnover. So, yeah, I see a lot of running from San Fran.
Here's Carson Palmer earlier on our show. I don't know if Brock Purdy comes crashing down, but I agree with a lot of what Carson said.
I think it comes crashing down this weekend for Brock, and he's had an unbelievable run, as everybody's witnessed. Kyle Shanahan gives your receivers cushion. He gives your receivers and your tight ends separation. And when you have to throw tight balls into tight windows against really good coverage, like I think we're going to see Philly play this weekend on the back end, makes it really, really hard. And at the end of the day, you hate to say it because everybody says, well, Tom Brady was a sixth-round pick. Brock Purdy was a seventh-round pick for a reason. There's been some throws I've seen this offseason or this postseason where Brock doesn't quite have the velocity and the zip on the ball that a first, second-round pick, and he's gotten away with it because there's been so much cushion created by the system that these receivers are running.
Also, weather, cold, could be wet, a little windy. Also, because of the pass rush, he'll be pressured to throw the ball perhaps a little more quickly. You know what Philadelphia wants to do? Force him to throw. So if I'm Philadelphia, they have the best corners in the league. If I'm Philadelphia, I'm saying make him throw. So this idea they're just going to run it, Philadelphia knows that. Whereas with Jalen Hurts, he can pass, he can run. You can't marginalize him as easy. I think he's, even Mahomes this weekend, he's not going to be running around. Jalen Hurts gives me every option.
So if you're Philly, you win the coin toss. You're telling me you want the kickoff, you go down and score a touchdown, and Brock Purdy's behind the eight ball for the final 53 minutes or whatever. Get the ball first, put them in a we need to throw.
Start this year, slam dunk wireless savings. Go to consumercellular.com/theherd. $25 off when you sign up today. The code, the herd. Power Hour, hour three next.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.